Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
For legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 2 of Radio Law Talk, where we're talking all about food because we're all hungry because we're on diets. But if we're going to talk some law, other than Taco Tuesday and spicy Dragon Balls, which we've already talked about, we have partaken of a lot of food that was sitting in the kitchen area of this office.
None of which were spicy, none of which were even remotely close to anything with word ball in it.
And they call, and it starts with a C and ends with monster, cookie monster.
I was thinking, what's a conster?
Cookie monster. Okay. So we had cookies and we're feeling better now. Denise is the only smart one and the one that just says, I'm going to resist, but Todd and I cannot help. But Todd and I are half-sea sharers. Tell the story. Look, this is Radio Law Talk. Let's get through this. It's July 22nd. You don't care about that. And it's 855 Law Radio. The most important thing is Todd was telling the story about we do work in the same office area, general area, and when I just can't eat a whole candy. If I cheat on my diet, I'll get a candy bar. And by the way, our great office firm, we provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner to all staff, right? I mean, it's all put in there, and or we'll bring it in or whatever. And they always have candy bars. And that's why we're gaining weight is because I'll go in and grab a Butterfinger, break it in half, and sin and eat a half. And I'll walk by as I walk by Todd's office. I'll throw it in on his desk. Here, you can have the other half. It's like, crap, dude, stop.
Yeah, I have gained weight.
So we're going to move on from that, and we're going to talk about a murder conviction is overturned in Oklahoma and why. Very interesting why. Tesla crashes. We're going to talk about what happens if a tree falls over and hits someone and hurts them. Are you as a homeowner liable? Is the city liable? We're going to talk about that. And we're going to talk about flipping off a camera and the results in lawsuits concerning the flip-off. And that's a very interesting one. We're also going to remind you that we're not giving legal advice, seek counsel, and we're just talking about general topics of law. And with that, we're going to turn the time over to Cal Hunter for case or no case.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay! His name was Malcolm Frederick Mal Evans. If anyone had any right to ever be known as the fifth Beatle, it was Mal Evans. He played the electronic organ on the Rubber Soul album. He said he didn't know how to play. John Lennon would point. He said, play the key now, and then lift his hand when he wanted him to stop. But he did actually play. Mal Evans started as a bodyguard down in the Cavern Club, ended up joining them as their chief roadie. And so he was a guy who was very much a part of the band all the way in through the 70s. And the Yoko Ono era. After the band broke up, Mal moved to Los Angeles and was about to publish his memoirs about the band and was in anticipation of that day when he snapped, got despondent, got a rifle that looked real, waved it at people, and by the way, the wrong people, the LAPD, so they put Mal down, he died, and in his papers were the original lyrics to the song Day in the Life. Those papers were sent to Mal's ex-wife in England. She found the lyrics on a napkin or whatever it was and said, I want to sell these. I could probably get £110,000 for them. And so she tried to put them up for auction. Paul McCartney heard about this and said, hold the phone. He said, I want to stop this because those are Lennon-McCartney lyrics, not Mal. So does he have a case or no case? Denise, what do you think? The fifth Beatle and his ex-wife wanting to sell John Lennon's lyrics. for profit.
Can I ask a question before she does that?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
What year was this approximately? What year?
Well, the year the Beatles broke up, so 70, you know, in the 70s. In the early 70s, yeah.
And that's when she tried to sell them?
Correct.
Yeah. And that's when this happened to this Mal guy is...
He was shot by the police. Yeah.
In the 70s?
In Los Angeles, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. Interesting case.
Yeah.
Gave you time
I
to
like
think.
It.
Thank you.
I like it a lot. I like the factual pattern. I like
so.
The fact that he got crazy, but I don't like the fact that he got killed. That's
well, who does?
I don't
right?
like that.
Yeah.
Okay. And that his former wife, it was his former wife that got this?
Correct. He found a girlfriend, moved to Los Angeles, and they got a divorce. And when she got, Paul McCartney actually sent his ex-wife the box of effects in which the lyrics were stored.
Not found. Paul McCartney. You mean, yeah. You said Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney sent the box to Mal's former wife
oh.
in London after they cleaned up after the...
Ooh, that's important to know. So
yeah.
Paul sent the box to the ex-wife.
Correct.
Ooh.
But without knowing what was in it, apparently. Anyway, obviously. Anyway.
So. Sorry, Denise.
What do you think?
No, that's it gets more and more interesting.
Yes.
I am just going to be consistent and say no case.
Okay, fair enough. Fred Penny, what do you think about the fifth Beatle?
This is a tough one, Cal. I'll admit this is kind of a tough one.
Yeah, and by the way, Brian Epstein actually hired Mal, the manager, so
right.
he was all with all the very elite
all of them.
Circle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to say this is a case. And the wife tries to sell the lyrics, and it settles. No one, it doesn't go to trial. It settles.
All right.
And I don't know who wins the settlement. A settlement means something happens, and both win. So, case, and it settles.
Okay. What do you think, Todd?
Well, it's interesting, because he said he couldn't play the keyboards, right? But Lennon just told him when to hit something.
He put his fingers on the notes and said, okay,
yeah.
when I point at you, play the notes. When I lift up, I tell you, stop. So it was like that.
Well, you know, that reminds me now, you've got a lot of bands that play. Van Halen did this when they would play Jump, for example. In the later years, Eddie Van Halen did not play the keyboards. It was a pre-recorded track,
right.
and the roadie knew when to, or the tech knew when to start the track so that it came in. The tech wouldn't need to have any musical ability to hit that, and this seems to be the functional equivalent of that. I'm just hitting this note here, right?
Yeah.
And so it does make him part of the band, but not a part of the band, I would say, that puts him in a position where he has any ownership over any rights. And I say that because Paul McCartney has to look out for his brand. He has to look out for the authenticity and anything that's out there that might be sold that would be perpetrating fraud, perhaps. Who knows who wrote those lyrics on a napkin, if they were written before or after the song was actually written. So I think that McCartney would have had a definite interest in wanting to make sure that it was authentic to protect the band's image and the value of the catalog moving forward. And because of that, I'm going to say that this is a true scenario. And he approached the widow, or the former wife, and they were able to reach some sort of amicable settlement, whether he purchased it or not. He put a stop to whatever auction that she was going to sue it, but it didn't result in actual litigation, the filing of anything. It resulted in some sort of settlement. So technically it would not be a case because there was no
case filed.
No action was filed.
All right, let's make sure we're clear. So I said...
Case.
So that means they had to file something.
Mm. And it's settled.
Okay. When we come back, let's think about that.
So Fred says case. Todd says
no case.
File. Denise says...
No case.
All right.
And then I say they settle it. Okay, then when we come back, we're going to find out if it's a case. I think Todd and I are closer. Because I think it does resolve, but Denise just said it's a nothing. Doesn't matter. All right, we'll be back after
this.
Yes,
sir.
By the way, to tell you this, his ashes were shipped back to London. They were lost by the British Postal Service. John Lennon said perhaps they should look in the dead letter office. Pretty callous. Anyway, so that's just a little adjunct to that story. We'll be back with the answer to case or no case after this.
Law Talk.
All advertising.
advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
This is Frederick Penny, host of Radio Law Talk. I'm excited to announce myself and Mark Victor Hansen, the author of the famous Chicken Soup for the Soul, collaborate to bring this three-book series, Goose. Book one is about William Collins. Goose is the perfect gift for yourself, family, friend, or someone you care about. Great stories, lifelong lessons that you can apply to your life to help you to become successful.
Goose by Frederick W. Penny.
Available on Amazon Books now.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
I've got to get my car washed, cause dirt it just won't do. But I don't have no time today, I don't know what I do.
Man, I know this place right down the road. Quick, quick, car wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat and shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, quick, quick, car wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick, quick, car wash. They'll have you looking sharp. Come on.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
Email the show anytime you'd like. Info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info. Info@radiolawtalk.com.
We're back about case or no case. It's very interesting about Mel Evans. Is that how you say it? Mal? Mal Evans?
M-A-L, yeah.
Mal Evans, who was the, quote, fifth Beatle, supposedly... Paul McCartney, after the guy died or was shot by, because he kind of went AWOL by the L.A. Police Department, sent a box with stuff that was his stuff, supposedly, and there were those lyrics to the song. A Day in the Life.
I read the news today. Oh, boy.
Okay.
Oh, I love that song.
All right. So Denise said no case, period. I said case, but it settles. Todd said no case, but it was an actual scenario.
Yes.
All right. So let me tell you why this ended up being such an important case. Mal had life insurance that was provided him by Apple. When he moved to Los Angeles, he became a bit of a, well, a bit rummy, and did not maintain the premiums after Apple broke up. He did not have any life insurance. So his wife said, it's the least you can do. Let me sell this so I can have a little money after Alter Mal's departure. Paul McCartney said, I don't think so. He sued, and Paul McCartney and Apple prevailed.
They didn't settle? It actually...
They did not settle. He prevailed in court. Took a court ruling for that.
Wow.
So... It was a hardcore case of the music business, and you know that's how it
that
all
that one should have settled. Huh?
I would think so. But Freddie, the guy from Freddie and the Dreamers, whose last name I can't think of, when Mal was shot by the police,
right.
He donated $5,000 to Mal's family, thinking that that would stimulate other people in the music business to do the same, and nobody did.
Wow.
So his wife had to fight for what.
So again, so Mal basically was one of the original. This was before they got big, right?
Right. He was there in the caverns. They met him there.
Yeah.
You know,
and he did. And he wasn't a very good player. He just plunked on things.
No, he was mostly. His value was he ended up being the chief roadie, setting up their gear, organizing.
Just doing that.
Yeah. He really grew with them. But at the end of the day, when Apple broke up, feelings were so bitter and so harsh. You know, that they wouldn't even help out one of their own. And he had nothing to do with the breakup. He was just a guy who happened to be...
Just be... Goodbye, you know.
So who was the guy that was the sound guy that also went crazy in L.A.?
That's a good question, and I can't think of that.
I can't think of who his name... It starts with a P. remember he, like, killed somebody? He shot her?
Yeah, I'll have to... Oh, you're talking about Phil Spector.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes. Phil Spector.
Who
so,
is he?
Yeah.
Who is Phil Spector?
He's a sound of wall or...
The wall of sound. Most of Motown's songs, when you hear them, you hear this great, big, very full background. That was his...
Oh, yeah. He did the boards and everything.
He was a producer.
Right.
Yeah. He was like a superstar.
Produced some songs for John Lennon, in fact. In
yes,
his,
he did.
And he kind of went... AWOL, huh?
Yeah. Well, he went cuckoo and shot a young woman in his home and went to prison. And I think he's passed, hasn't he? I think he died
in prison.
Yeah, so
well, this is very positive news.
This is such a good story.
This is a good segment. So after this, okay, Cal, tell us about hour three. What are we going to talk about in
next
the case?
Hour, we're going to talk about a movie star who got in trouble for having a child. And the mother decided that he was going to pay. And so, it's interesting.
So am I going to get points again on that one, Cal? Because so far it's zero points across here and one each for me. At least I get one.
Well, you are ahead.
Oh, that's great.
And none for me also.
None for Cal.
There you go.
All right. We're going to talk about a murder conviction that's overturned in Oklahoma. Let's discuss that. So Todd, you know, former prosecutor for the DA's office, former public defender, Denise, and I'm a personal injury lawyer. Denise is a family law attorney. Now, the interesting thing is you've got to be very careful as a judge or a prosecutor or even a public defender, even as attorney, but especially a judge with relationships and not just relationships, but doing the best you can. Because there's going to be times it's not going to be perfect, the best you can, to disclose things. And a lot of it is just about disclosure. It's not necessarily that even if you're doing anything bad, it's disclosure. Well, Judge Timothy Henderson in Oklahoma happened to be very friendly with a prosecutor from the prosecutor's office, a lady that is going unnamed at this time. And during this time period, she has a case where this individual murdered a 92-year-old man while he was robbing him, and he was found guilty, and the judge put him in jail for life. Okay? Well, come to find out, judge never mentioned this or gave any option for them to say, no, judge, you got a conflict. And later on, they find out that this judge has had relationship with the prosecutor. One way, I don't know if this is the way it found out, but one way that happened is this woman who was his, let's say
his lover.
You can say his lover.
Paramour.
Paramour, whatever.
Okay. All right.
And some other ladies brought a complaint against him for sexual harassment, right? Sexual harassment, isn't that right, Todd?
That is right.
And that's how it all started. And then it came down to what the appellate court is going to say, because the lower court just said, so sad, too bad, especially since this was prior to the when he sentenced him. Now, it was the sentencing, right? Isn't that right? It was just the sentencing issue. I don't know, but it was the sentencing was a big issue, I guess.
I think they got a problem with the whole trial.
Right.
And so just to set up the timeline here, the murder happens in 2013. Between 2016 and 2018 is when the sexual relationship between the judge and the prosecutor occurred. The trial didn't happen until 2021. And he was found guilty and convicted, and now they're going back saying, wait a second, the prosecutor on the case in 2021, you had a relationship with that ended 3 years earlier, but you should have disclosed that.
Right, about disclosure. We're going to talk more about that when we come back. Thanks.
You are listening to Radio Law Talk.
This is Radio Law Talk.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Plus, call right now and get a free report on how to avoid costly Medicare mistakes. Call now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from US Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more.
USA News Update. A brutal heat wave blasting the country is expected to cool down in several states.
Tens of millions of Americans were under heat advisories Friday from California to New York as daytime temperatures skyrocket and nighttime lows sit about 10 degrees hotter than normal. National Weather Service forecasters say a lot of the heat is expected to dissipate by late Saturday, leaving behind chances of thunderstorms and mild temperatures into next week.
Ryan Daniels reports a cold front should bring an end to the heat wave on the East Coast, while the streak of 110-degree days in Phoenix should come to an end. Five people were wounded in the shooting in Seattle.
Police say the shooting happened just before 8 Friday night in the parking lot of a donut shop in King County. Two of the victims are in critical condition. No arrests have been made. Police don't have a motive at this point.
Brett Siegel reporting. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
427.
This is no fun. That's true.
This is a great time to call the show. 855-LAW-RADIO. That's 855-LAW-RADIO.
So for 34 years, Taco John's, which I've never been to, and I don't know much about Taco John's, and I realize they're in 400 states. I mean, there's 400 stores. 400 states. Oh my gosh. Wow, that's a lot of states. They're in 400 stores across the United States. And Taco John's, 34 years ago, got the basically the trademark for Taco Tuesdays. The words, Taco Tuesday. And they've been using it for 34 years, and nobody else can use it because it's their trademark. With the exception, they only have it in 49 states. There's a little bar in New Jersey called Gregory's Restaurant and Bar, owns the right to that name in New Jersey. All right, so I've set this up. 34 years, which, by the way, in trademark law, again, I'm not an expert in trademark law. None of us are. But generally speaking, that is one of the considerations is how long have they been using this trademark? They just started it or have been going on for a long time? It's clearly been going on a long time. Well, in comes the giant, Taco Bell, saying, we don't like the fact that you have the trademark in the rights to Taco Tuesday. We're going to sue you and take you all the way through court and probably to the appellate court and the Supreme Court, who knows, and say you don't have the right to Taco Tuesday because taco is a general term and so is Tuesday. And they think possibly they should have never in the first place gotten the right to the name Taco Tuesday.
So Taco Bell wanted to sue them broke, in effect? Is that what...
Well, that's what we're getting to. I'm not there yet.
Okay, sorry.
So so what happened is Taco Bell, with the money, said, we're going to come after you and fight you on this. Well, Taco John's, even though they have 400, they call themselves lovers, not fighters. That's what I laughed about.
Yeah.
We're lovers, not fighters.
Like, and then the estate of Michael Jackson goes after them for using that phrase from Mine All Mine, his duet with Paul McCartney.
Oh, we're lovers.
Well, Paul, I'm a lover, not a fighter.
I'm a lover, not a fighter. But anyway, so... Yeah. So
loving got him in trouble.
So guess what they... Ooh, stop. So
that escalated quickly.
Went off the rails quickly. And with Denise, our foundation.
How did that happen?
I don't know what happened. So here's the situation. So they just, Taco Jam throws up their hands and says, no, we're going to give it up. We're going to give up our rights to this trademark and just let it go to the wind, and anybody and everybody can use it. And then said, we're going to pledge $100 for every location we're in to the Children of Restaurant Employees Association. It's a charity that helps children of people that work in the restaurant if they are facing health challenges or whatever. And they said, if you do that, Taco Bell, then that would be good too. But we're going to give $100, which is a total of $40,000 because they have 400 locations. Well, Taco Bell, it's going to add up to $720,000. So they're calling him down the gauntlet to him, saying, you guys have to do the, once you pay $720,000 to make him look bad, right? Now, Denise brought up something. Now, I write notes on all these things. And here's my notes. First of all, I brought up the Todd thing, and I'm going to talk about that. And then Denise brought up the best thing that I wrote down, which is, what, Denise? What would have you done before this occurred?
I would have said, it's going to cost me $1 million to fight this. Taco Bell, you can have it for $1 million.
Or don't even tell them that and say, I'm going to fight you, and then say, hey, well, give me 2.5, or start negotiating, right? And maybe Taco Bell would have bought it from them. But then Todd brought up a good point.
Well, yeah, and what we don't know is if that maybe that happened. Maybe they did approach Taco Bell and say, hey, buy us out. You can go ahead and have this. I mean, look, I think that Taco Bell may have had an argument to have it canceled when you look at the reasons why something could be canceled and what the U.S. code provides for. Maybe they did. Maybe, and I'm spitballing here, maybe the offer from Taco Bell to purchase everything was $40,000,
right,
which is the same amount that they're willing to pledge. I don't know.
What is that?
Or maybe,
yeah,
because Taco Bell said it was flimsy at best and not a great mark, you couldn't keep it, they took that position so publicly they wouldn't buy it now.
That could be.
Well, here's the deal. It's like saying, knee. You can't say the word knee. Monty Python, it hurts your eyes,
yes,
ears. You can't say Taco Tuesday now. But let's see what Taco Bell does. But here's an example about the publicity. The second point I was going to bring up was publicity. Think about this legally. What have we discussed about a lot of these fights over trademark songs and whether or not they stole their song lyrics or whatever? You get a lot of publicity. Songs we had never heard of. Spirit, right? Who the heck is Spirit? We know who Spirit is. That's the band. Isn't that the band that was Stairway to Heaven?
I always get that mixed up with the Spirit. It's Spirit and Taurus. Which one's the band and which one's the
right,
name of the
right.
song?
I don't know which it is, but you definitely know the name Taurus and
Spirit,
don't you?
Yeah.
And that's the ones that lost the fight against Stairway to Heaven to try to say they stole it from them. You know, and by the way, go back and listen to that archive on us about that lawsuit. That is very interesting. And to this day, I still think Spirit/Taurus should have won.
You know, and the thing is every time that news article about this song infringed that song, you know, people are, well, I want to hear this. How much could this have happened?
Right.
And guess what's getting downloaded?
One thing for sure is Spirit would have won if they were under the current code.
That is true.
But the code they were under required it to be in writing.
Yes.
Okay, I'm looking it up right now on Spotify. It's Spirit.
The name of the band is Spirit. The name of the song is Taurus, like the bulls.
But here's the thing to point out. This part that you're listening to right now, this is the older version that they claim Led Zeppelin infringed on, copyright infringement, when Led Zeppelin had that iconic intro for Stairway to Heaven. And here's the problem with the lawsuit. The iconic intro was not part of the lawsuit, because the law that Denise was talking about is, in music prior to 1972, to get a copyright, you had to file the sheet music with the copyright office. Now you can just file the recording. And the sheet music that was filed with the Copyright Office did not include this this iconic intro.
Yeah.
And had they filed that, or had that been the law, they would have won hands down.
Oh, I think they would have absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah. I totally
agree. I'm looking at what TARUS, T-A-U-R-U-S. I found it. I'm trying to find, doggone it, where it's showing how many downloads it's got right now. Because TARUS, the song, I've got it, but I can't. Usually it says the amount of downloads, and it's not showing me.
And did Ford name the car because of the song? And if so, could Spirit go after Ford for naming the car?
Here you go, though.
Astrologers might have had an issue with that. So
on that same note, I'm going to throw some shout-outs. There is a lawsuit, I don't know if it's done yet, but it's still going on, that has vaulted a small company because the lawsuit, and they decide to fight it. Now, the most, I'm going to say, one of the newest, hottest trends in food, and by the way, I've known about this from the very beginning, based out of Utah, was a company called Crumble Cookies. And by the way, Crumble Cookies was not the first. It was the second. There's another cookie company that started it, and they'd be open till midnight, 2 a.m., so students want to have a cookie. They're these big, giant, overstuffed cookies.
And they are so good.
Oh. Yeah, they're massive, these cookies, and you get four of them, huh, Cal, in a little box.
Yeah.
But the price is outrageous.
Crazy, yeah.
And you could go at 2:30 in the morning, these students studying, and go get cookies. And it just took off in Utah. And so Crumble has gotten huge. They're franchised all over the United States now. And a company called Dirty Dough came out and did kind of the same thing. And it's very rare you can sue and win on a recipe, right? So they did the kind of the same thing. And there's a lot of cookie companies doing it. And Crumble sued them, saying that you're copying what we're doing. And Dirty Dough, the difference is Dirty Dough has got filling in the middle of theirs, right? And it's good. I know it's good. And here's the situation. Todd, no, don't think of filling. The Dirty Dough has now used that as a platform on all their social media, and they rip on Crumble all the time. They they're the bad guys coming in, suing us little guys, and it has taken off, and now Dirty Dough is vaulting. Not doing well. They're vaulting. And they all did it because they fought this lawsuit and probably continue to fight the lawsuit, and they're using it all over their social media, and it's blowing up. And I know people that are buying franchises of Dirty Dough now. So there you go. Anyway, that's Taco John's giving up the Taco Tuesday rights. When we come back, we got a lot more to talk about, including spicy Dragon Balls, which I know Todd can't sit through without laughing. We'll be back.
This is Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned as the big broadcast will continue after this break.
You found Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
That's down. Are you serious?
Now it's time to go back to the show. This is Radio Law Talk.
Raise your hand, all of you out in Radio Land, and on our podcast, we put up on podcast, if you like spicy food. I do. I'm a spicy food guy.
I am sitting on my hands.
Yes, and my son-in-law sits on his hands. It burns his stomach. Well, in Los Gatos, California, that's Silicon Valley. There is this restaurant that makes spicy dragon balls. Now, I like Thai. I don't eat it all the time, but I didn't know exactly what it was made of. But they noted down that it's made of the following: spicy chicken fried with mint, shallots, green onions, cilantro, and kaffir lime, whatever that is. So, whatever it is, it's supposedly spicy. Now, these individuals come to eat at this spicy dragon, at this restaurant, and they order the appetizer, spicy dragon balls. And this is what I don't understand or know. We don't know. As an appetizer coming in, it's set down, and that means multiple people can eat it. Now, the plaintiff in this case, there's a lawsuit. I'm going to tell you what the lawsuit's about. Said she told the waitress to bring them mild because she can't handle spice, all right, or doesn't like super spicy foods. Well, I'm not quite sure how that works, but anyway, because if other people are eating it, then maybe they don't mind it a little more spicy. So we don't know if they were all eating it together. It sounds like it wasn't just her, but it was probably others.
Yes, yeah, she asked to have it made with less spice.
Just
make it with less spice.
Okay. What does that mean? A little bit less or a lot less? So, and this is her, what she's claiming. She claimed as she started to eat it, it just absolutely lit up her mouth and burned her vocal cords, her esophagus, and her nose. And apparently she asked for some milk. And why is milk important? I thought, see, I've always wondered why when people eat spicy, and Todd, you told me, and Denise, why it came down to the fact that people drink milk instead of water. Or they, in this case, they asked for milk for this lady or some yogurt. Why? Why is that?
Well, anything that's spicy is spicy. It's an oil. And if you drink water, the oil and water don't mix, but milk, it will actually adhere to the spice because it's a base, and it lowers the spiciness of it. That's why you drink milk. Another good thing is eat bread.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what they asked for, and they said, no, we don't have any, so they didn't give it to her, and she left.
They had coconut milk.
Yeah, they had a coconut milk, and so let me tell you, I watched this. Not only do I read about this, I watched the news on these programs, and some news people said they went out and ordered the stuff and ate it themselves, right? Without telling them, hey, we're going to video this. And you know, the news guys, there was a guy that was doing it. It's like, a little bit spicy, but no big deal to me. You know, it's not a big deal. But I asked myself, and Todd said, what about an assumption of the risk? I say to myself, okay, why even take the risk? You know,
yeah.
That's what I'm not doing. And again, I'm a pro plaintiff person, right? But this is what I'm saying. Maybe the situation here is, and everyone's thinking this is ridiculous, just maybe they accidentally put too much spice in it without knowing, right? If you're mixing it up, making it, somehow the extra spice got rolled in there. And that's what happened.
Or when the reporters got there, they had toned down the spice because of the lawsuit.
Or maybe the cook was really French and was upset. You shall not tell me how to change my recipe.
No, I think it's also possible that people get irritated back in the back and they go,
right.
Oh, light spice, huh? Let me show you what our light spice is.
Yeah,
lady.
I don't know.
But I'm thinking about this. Go, let me get this straight. You're sensitive to spicy food. So you go to a Thai restaurant and look. That's not a problem. You can go to a Thai restaurant and try to find something on the menu that's not spicy. But what do? You order the food, the item called spicy dragon balls.
But did she order
and then ask them to lower the amount of spice on the signature dish, spicy dragon balls. Really?
And not only that, it says on the menu, quote, very spicy. Not spicy, very spicy. So,
what did you think was going to happen?
Make them nicey Dragon Balls instead of spicy Dragon Balls.
I'm going to go to Los Gatos, so I'm going to go check this place out.
Because I know you have an office down there.
Yeah.
And you're going to go, are you going to have the spicy balls?
I am.
Okay, will you take the
picture? I know what I'm going to say.
What?
I'm going to say, that's the spicy Dragon Balls.
I like you guys. See, she used the fingers at the same time, like an Italian would.
Now, look, I get it. I get that. Look, if you are sensitive to spicy food, I don't eat spicy food because it wreaks havoc with my stomach, and that's probably karma's way of getting back at me for torturing a younger brother.
Tell the story, why?
Oh, wow.
So, you know, you have these family reunions, and everybody gets around, and they start telling stories about one person in particular that might have tortured the other siblings. Well, I was the one stories about whom we're told. Apparently, when my younger brother was about 9 or 10, and I was a senior in high school, he had this problem with chapped lips. Pete's lips were always chapped. And I, being the loving, thoughtful older brother that I am, decided I would give him a tip.
I would have done something right there.
I said, Pete, you know one thing that helps with chapped lips is Tabasco sauce.
Oh, man.
Here, we have some in the fridge. And I gave it to him, and he put it on, and his eyes got as big as plates. And then I went to really help him. Say, oh, here's some milk. Use that. But now he didn't trust me.
Right. He wouldn't use the milk.
Oops.
Well, he never trust
on.
You again, ever.
Let's move on to New Jersey sues the federal government over, guess what? New York congestion tolls. They're starting now. Guess what? Those of you living in the United States of America, the freedom of using a car is going to go away. You can still use it, but you're not going to be able to financially afford using a car soon because the government wants you to use mass transit. Some of you are like, good, that's your, but no, I'm a little bit more toward freedom person, but here's what's going on. And by the way, I'm finding out this is in London they do this.
San Francisco proposed it. It's the law in London right now. You're right.
Yeah. So let me, so it's not only London, but there's a few other places that it is besides London. It's in Stockholm, Sweden, and Singapore. They have these laws. Now, this is what the law is. they're trying to stop cars from driving into, you know, different areas like the Bronx and stuff that are congested. So they're going to charge a toll. They're going to put cameras up. And as a car drives in, it takes a picture of your license plate, and it charges you. And they're talking about, generally speaking, $16 to $23 a day. By the way, there's approximately 111,000 cars that drive into Manhattan a day. So who's got their calculator? Denise or Todd, it's up to you. 111,000. Now they're thinking of $23 toll. So let's average it and say $20. At 111,000 cars, how much are they going to make in one day?
A little bit more than $2.2 million.
So they're going to be charging $2.2 million a day to help pay for more taxes. That's the way they're trying to get more taxes, and that's what New York's going to do. So New Jersey says, it's our New Jersey guys driving in there, which they do. It's a lot of people from Jersey drive that way, and we're suing you. And basically, I love what this is a Democrat from New Jersey, and his name's Bob Menendez. This is what he said. Some may call this a strategy hardball that what New Jersey's doing, He said, we're not going to let New York give the New Jerseyans a shakedown to help balance their budget. They got another thing coming. And good for him.
Yeah,
good
for him. And you know, people that go into Manhattan already have to pay $17 just to use the Lincoln or the Holland tunnels. So we're not talking like this is just, it's another toll.
But you've left something out. Parking. Which is also crazy expensive in downtown New York. So you've got the tunnel, Lincoln Tunnel toll, you've got the come into town toll, and you've got the Lincoln Tunnel toll. It's insane. Plus parking. It's crazy. Sorry. Big deal. Yeah.
All right. We'll be back after this with talk about a first and why.
Radio Law Talk.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. Listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.